Right now, let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. Happy TGIF. Certainly a lot of weather to talk about, so we're going to go right to that first. With sun and clouds today, it'll be windy, 35 to 40. And the reason for the wind, twofold. One, we have an ocean storm off Delmarva that will stay in the ocean. And two, we have a new Arctic air mass coming in. So between the two, the wind picks up, 35 to 40 at best. You'll notice by the time we get to late today, temperatures will be dropping. And tomorrow morning will be nothing close to this morning. 0 to 5 above.
And we'll have wind chill factors tomorrow?
Oh, yes. Wind chill advisories are in effect from 7 o'clock tonight until noon tomorrow. And tomorrow will be a sunny, breezy, very cold day, mid-teens, and with the wind below zero. Tomorrow night, single numbers to locally below zero. I would say tomorrow night, 5 below to 5 above.
Is the wind going to die down tomorrow night?
Yes.
Good.
Sunday, we start with sun. The clouds increase. Highs late in the day, mid-20s. And then Sunday night into Monday comes the storm. Right now it's over the Dakotas. We'll dive to the Gulf States, turn up the East Coast, and be a coast hugger. Should go right up across New Jersey and then cut right across our listening area and then toward Maine. As a result, snow comes in Sunday night. What time? After 8, 9 o'clock. And it accumulates. And we have snow into Monday. But if you are east of us, and we're talking about Connecticut now, east and south, your snow is going to mix with sleet and rain. So there's going to be a tremendous difference in accumulations. Not just a small difference, but a tremendous difference. I think from northwest Connecticut to the Berkshires, over to the Catskills, we are looking at accumulations of 6 inches or more. And I would guess at this point right now, at least 6 to 12.
Wow.
Right. South and east, you're looking at 2 to 4. And some of that will be erased by the change over to sleet and rain. And it is going to be a sharp line. Where that line is going to be interesting. But, I mean, will it go across Sharon? Maybe. I mean, Sharon could be the dividing line between, you know, heavy snow north and west of Sharon and less in the way of snow and a wintry mix just to the east and south.
Now, is it going to be a wet snow or a dry snow?
Initially, it'll be dry because of the cold air. But then it'll get a little bit wetter because Sunday night, the temperatures, well, during the day, they'll be in the mid-20s. Sunday night, they'll begin to rise slowly toward 30 degrees. And by Monday morning, they'll probably be in the low 30s north and west and mid-30s south and east. And then, of course, everything comes to an end by Monday afternoon. A lot of wind, and the highs will be in the middle 30s. There's no doubt in my mind that people west of the storm track. So I'm thinking from, let's say, let's go with from the West Virginia Panhandle through central Pennsylvania into central New York. Those places are going to definitely wind up with over a foot of snow.
All right. Now, does this indicate a change into more settling into no more the ups and downs between 45 and 50 and zero?
It could be, yeah. I mean, after Monday, it looks like we may be consistently on the cold side.
Correct. Right. Sometimes it takes a big event like that to do that.
Yeah, and you know, you kind of wonder with the last couple of days, the January thaw.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? Maybe they were. I don't know. But again, the guys will be in the weather center. I will be too because I can't go anywhere. I'm quarantined. So I'll be here looking at it. We'll be working on it. We'll be keeping everybody posted throughout the weekend on the storm. You know, people have said to me this morning, the real snowmongers emailed me this morning. Is there a possibility the storm will stay off the coast and it'll be all snow? Well, if you're talking about the I-95 corridor, I say the answer to that is no. I don't think it's going to be all snow for the I-95, meaning Boston, Hartford, New York City, Philly, Washington, and Baltimore. I would say no to that. Could it be all snow west of that? Yes. And if it is, then accumulations are going to be or more. That's the reason why we do six or more, because we're not sure of the track since it's 2 days out, a little bit more than 2 days. But 6 inches is definitely telling you that at least that much of snow is expected. And again, I would go 2 to 4 east and south of Northwest Connecticut.
All right. So we're in for an interesting Sunday night into Monday.
Yeah. I mean, I'm working Monday. Are you?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So we'll be summing it all up by then, because by then the damage is done.
Well, anyway, as long as the ice is finally gone, and I mean the snow still is ice because it melts a little and then it freezes in the but the walkway and everything like that, and the roof of my sport utility vehicle, which is too high for me to get to, that ice is, and snow is finally gone. So my car finally is snow free, and looks like it's going to get more snow on it Sunday night.
Yep, unfortunately, yeah. You know, and like you said, and then kind of a more of a winter cold regime setting in once that storm moves off. So there we go. And what can I say? I watched a movie yesterday afternoon, by the way, that you had watched and recommended. And I thought it was good. The Marksman.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
That was good. I mean, you know, it's a typical plot. You know what I mean? Good guys against bad guys.
It's nothing special, but it's a decent movie to watch.
Yeah, and you know what I noticed about that too? I mean, Liam is around for a long, long time. Good actor. He doesn't have many lines in movies. It's more action.
Yeah.
Notice that. He doesn't have a lot of lines. It's more in the way of action, but a very, very good actor, and it was good. I would assume, even though the storm is coming up Sunday night and Monday, and I'm sitting here, I would assume that I'm going to be watching more movies over the weekend. So if I come across anything that's real good, I'll let you know. But in the meantime, I have to tell you, I had a televisit with my gastro doctor. And he says to me, Pat, he said, I saw you 2 years ago for a colonoscopy. What happened? I said, that's for you to answer. And he goes, you know, I see on the CAT scan that you have a slight colitis on the left side. I said, okay. He goes, what's your symptoms? I said, right now, just some lower back pain. Because I'm not sure if that's because of colitis, your COVID, or a combination of both. He goes, but aside from that, how are you feeling? I said, not bad. He goes, okay, want you to stay on the light diet? I said, yeah. I said, I'm only taking one of the antibiotics. I said, they gave me two. He goes, well, we normally do two with something like this. He goes, but if you're not feeling that bad, stick with the one. He said, and if you feel a lot better by Sunday, no problem. He said, if not, call me, and we may have to put you on the other one. I said, okay, fine. He says, take a probiotic, and you and I live by that. Yep. I said, yeah, no problem for that. And he said, looking at your blood work, I said, yeah. He goes, it really is fine. I said, thank you. He goes, everything checked out good, the liver, the kidneys, the pancreas. He goes, but I have to remark that your actual blood count, he said, is remarkable. So I said, well, thank you. He said, so it's kind of interesting that you have COVID and slight colitis when looking at the blood work. How about that?
It's interesting because my doctor called me last night, Dr. Parker, and we started talking about the steroid that I was on. And he said, Marshall, I want you to know that the minute you run out of these, don't use them. I said, why? It's only, you know, four milligrams twice a day. He said, right. That's 8 milligrams a day. He said, that's like taking 2,000 milligrams of a prednisone or something 4 times a day. He said, that is a big amount of steroids. And he said, I know it makes you feel better, but there's too many side effects. So when it runs out, make sure you stop it. And we'll meet again in a couple of weeks. And but the great thing he said about it is that it has uncovered something, and that means that my joint pain obviously can be handled by some form of medication. At the end of the month, once again, we'll go over the blood scans, and we'll find out Because I make a lot of platelets. My blood platelets are way up there, but I keep losing them because of whatever infectious thing I have in my blood. Once we worked that out, he said, it's going to be fine. He said, but I'm surprised they gave you such a heavy dose for 10 days. He goes, normally it's a 5-day dose where they taper it up and taper it down.
I was going to say taper it down. Is it tapering down? Do they have a tapering down?
No, it just ends. It ends it'll end today after tomorrow.
Did you ask your doctor if you're going to, like, crash?
No, I'm not going to crash because it hasn't been long. It takes longer than 10 days to crash.
Oh, okay.
He thinks that the actual effects of it will linger on for, you know, like 3, 4, 5, 6 days afterwards. And then if we have to deal with, once again, joint pain, we'll deal with that. But it was interesting. So you spoke to your doctor. My doctor called me. And he just said, you know, there's a reason that these athletes went crazy on steroids because it just made them feel like Superman. He said, and all the side effects that go with it are just terrible. The longer you're on them, the worse the side effects.
That happens to a lot of these people. A lot of these guys that go into the gym and everything that take the steroids so they can pump more and all of that. Yeah, exactly. It can't be good. You know, medicine helps, but it's like anything else, Marshall. Abuse it, and you're going to wind up suffering for it.
Yeah. So. Well, at least we made it through the week, Pat.
We made it through the week. Thank you very much. And everybody be safe. Keep in touch with us through the weekend. We'll keep you posted. And, Marshall, I'll see you Monday morning.
All right, Pat. Have a great weekend.
You do the same.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.